With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The Apple Blossom Day Pick 5 edition of the Notorious OTB on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by the premier arbitrage sports betting tool, Avo. Use their tool to bet both sides and lock in a profit. Access their platform for free at arbsvsodds.com. That's arbsvsodds.com. Plus, in honor of Masters Week, the Golf Gambling Podcast guys are giving away a TaylorMade Spider X putter for free. Enter at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. Welcome, everybody, to the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And folks, as always,
it's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream.
We used to read Blood Horse Magazine. I got my Cuban links on.
Yes, Cuban B.
I'm your host, Chase Sessoms, the Wolf of Oak Lawn.
I'd rather be trapped than lazy. Don't care what they say, I'ma do what pays me.
Every year about this time, weaklings act like they lost their mind. Alphas reclaim the neighborhood, rob the sheep and all the wolves.
Yes, welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome. There's no time for musings today because we've got a fantastic guest on. Like, we try to have fantastic guests every time. Like, I've never brought on a guest and been like, hey guys, here's a really shitty guest for everyone. No, they're all bangers here. All killer, no filler. Joining us from the land down under, Crystal Conning, paddock analyst at Oaklawn Park, joining us today. Crystal, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. There was a YouTube video that taught my daughter how to play the Bluey intro music that I just played for you on the piano. And so now every spare moment I hear the Bluey theme. Just except played by a 7-year-old and not as crisp, you know.
I'm sure she's getting pretty good at it. Did you tell her you know an Aussie?
That's a good point. I'll have to flex. I'll have to be like, you know what? I do. I know someone from where Bluey's from. So what do you know? Not much. How's your meet going? I mean, we've talked about it before. It's a grind a little bit. But how's everything been going?
Yeah. I mean, it's a grind, but we're getting through it. We're probably inside the last quarter now, technically speaking, but it's been good. It's been interesting. It's one of those tracks where it's like sometimes the results just don't make sense, which is frustrating as a handicapper and an analyst. But there's plenty to learn, and the class does prevail. But there's plenty of long shots to find. I'm still trying to figure out the ways and means, but there have been a couple of good ones.
I found that if you create a nickname for someone, that's a good way to get a long shot in. Like I had Xylophone for Burl the Pearl McBride, which I'm pretty sure no one calls him except for me. And then he had Chelsea Bailey, who I'm the only person I believe who calls her C-Dash. So C-Dash. I had Yeah, C-Dash and Burl the Pearl got the job done. That just the quickest way is to just give someone a nickname that you know no one else will ever use and they'll never answer to, and boom, you got your long shot.
Well, Chelsea Bailey's actually a good friend of mine, so I'm gonna try C-Dash, see what the response is.
Yeah, yeah, and I know that she is an ultimate fighter, so if she does not like that, you do not know me. Would be. The best way to handle that. My move, if I were Ultimate Fighter, is to just hit the deck and then roll into a ball and say, I know you're my friend and you're not going to hurt me. I know you're my friend and you're not going to hurt me. What are Crystal and I going to be talking about today? We're talking about this Saturday, the Oaklawn Park Late Pick 5. That's this Saturday, April 13th, year of our Lord, 2024. And the Pick 5 starts race 8, post time 4:56 Eastern, 3:56 God's time. 1:56 out on the specific coast in the specific time zone. Real quick, before we get into it, in honor of Masters Week, the Golf Gambling Podcast guys are giving away a TaylorMade Spider X putter. It could be a Spider 10 putter, but it says Spider X on the copy. Enter for free at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. You have until the Masters is over to enter. Remember, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters if you want to win that putter. All right. We start with a banger. Right off the bat with race 8, 6 furlongs, $500,000 Count Fleet Sprint Handicap, grade 3. And I've got a prop bet for you here. Here's the bet. Will a Steve Asmussen trained horse win this race?
Well, he is stacked in here, but I'm going to try and beat him with Tiano Twist. I used 3 horses in here out of my pick 5. Great race, some really good horses in here. I mean Skelly is just a next level athlete, as we know, but coming back from Riyadh, you know, and doing all that traveling, if there's any time for him to be vulnerable, I think it's in this race. So I played against him, obviously fear him immensely and will not be in any way shocked if he wins, but I'm going to try and beat him with Tiano Twist on top. Been so consistent this meet, this horse. He's got such that thrilling kind of style where he gets back and he comes rolling late. Closed into his like pretty kind of tepid fractions for the level in the Whitmore and just got beaten nose. I do wish that Chris Landeros was still here to ride him because he just seemed to really, really understand him, but switches to our leading rider. So I'm sure he's going to get a great trip either way. But that was sort of my opinion in this race. But obviously, Scally always the one to beat. But if he's ever going to be beat here at Oaklawn, maybe this is the most vulnerable he's been.
You know, I had... You know, it sure looks like this race might run through the Asmussen runners, but this track has been fair to pace all year. They haven't juiced this track for early speed all meet. And to their credit, I might say, I think it's the fairest track in America, and that's worth celebrating because tracks with pronounced bias lead to chalky results. Also, they're infuriating to handicap and sometimes feel like they don't make sense, but at least we get some long shots out of it. I was with you on Tiano Twist. That was my top play there. If I were not on this kick where I can't single closers, I would probably have Tiano Twist as a single to try to beat. But I've learned my lesson. I'm not singling closers anymore. So I'm adding one more horse, and it's the 8, Happy as a Choice, a 20-1.
Okay.
This one has been prepping at Oaklawn and has looked strong, winning both of those. One of them, you know, an N2L allowance and then also an optional claimer. And the third place finisher in that allowance race, Bourbon Bash, won its next race out pretty impressively, if I remember correctly. So I use those two horses, Tiano Twist and Happy as a Choice.
I used, I did Tiano Twist, Scally, and I used Jackson Traveler on the bottom. And he's going to be my third horse for the pick 5. Comes off winning that the Whitmore. I love that Flavian Pratt is back in town to ride him again after winning on him last time. There's just something about this horse. He's by Munnings. I really like the Munnings horses. but he's really adaptable. So, you know, he can win on the front end or he can stalk a little bit like he showed us last time. So I think in a race like this where you've got Scally, who's just all speed and power, Jackson Traveller's got a bit of adaptability to sit off. I'm not sure that he'll be able to beat those two, but if anyone can beat those two, in my opinion, it's probably him. So I'm going to use him as my third horse for the pick five.
Nice. Moving on, second leg, race 9, 8 furlongs, $140,000, non-winners will win something allowance. I'm not here to read anybody's conditions. I'm not your condition reader. For a one-mile race, this pace looks incredibly fair to horses on the front end. And there's an out-of-town jock in town to ride a horse, second out of the Safi barn. Well, maybe he's not here to ride this horse, but here to ride a horse. That's a fact. Not here just to watch. I think it's a good time to get super adorable here with a single.
Yes, I'm singing. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle?
Yeah.
But I got to ask, are you also getting adorable? Do you see someone strong enough to single here?
I'm not as brave as you. I took three horses in here again. I didn't single till the end, but I know what horse you're talking about. I'm assuming you're going to single the 7 in here, Alexander Helios. And I agree. He's a super nice horse. Cuts back from the mile and 3/16 last time out. And he just went too quick last time, just did too much and got tired. But he's just a super nice horse. I think that same ride, if he gets that same ride that he had last time, I think he'll win this race on the cutback. And like you hinted at, Paco Lopez in town to ride him, I think he'll really suit this horse.
Yeah. I feel super basic now that you were able to pick out which horse I liked just right off the bat. There wasn't even a moment of like, hold on, does he like... No, he likes the 7. Yes, yes. For all those reasons you mentioned, the 7, Alexander Helios, 7-2. I love the cut back here from the mile and 3/16 back to the mile because of the trip that he got in the last one. If he can run that same trip, I'm with you. I think that this horse is super game. And Paco in town. Dan Ward's hitting at 21% in the second start with the trainer, and he's trying to hit on this angle here, second out of the Safi barn. So, we know I was single. Who else did you have, Crystal?
I used the 5-horse Trigger Happy for Sippy Contreras. One second. So he does step up a little bit in class here, but he improved quite a lot first off the claim. He was acclaimed 2 starts back for 30,000, ran back first time out for Sippy. In a start of 50, got beat a neck, but he ran 6 points better than he did the start before, and Sippy Contreras is 18% second off the claim. Just a really, really astute horseman. I really liked watching his horses run this meet. So I used him second, and also on my pick 5. And the third horse I used in my pick 5 was the 1 Eternally Grateful for Scott Becker. Does need to level up coming out of 2 starts in the start of $10,000 levels and sprinting, but he has 1 in his only attempt at a flat mile. And looking at his running lines, his last 6 starts, he hasn't been worse than 2nd, and he hasn't been beaten more than 3/4 of a length. So I thought he's got to be used somewhere in there.
Plus getting the weight break. I've always figured that these horses at Oaklawn can be a little bit dangerous when they have that little bit of a weight break, it seems like.
Yeah, definitely. Coming from Australia, where the weights are very significant, I do believe in that, especially going 2 turns. A Trigger Happy is going to carry 111 for Carlos Barbosa, who's just a little guy. So I'm sure he's riding 111. He's not going to be over.
Right. All right, moving on. Race 10. Oh man, this is the big one on the card. 6 furlongs, $30,000. Non-winners will win something. Arkansas bred optional claimer. And this is another race I thought could fall to an off-pace horse. And if it forces my hand to spread out here, because like I said, I'm not singling closers anymore. Anytime I think it's a closer, I'm just throwing a run style at the problem. I'm still going to find a way to get super adorable here by tossing the chalk, though. And taking every other closer that I like in this race. What did you think of the setup for this race? Did you see a lot of pace in it as well?
Yeah, I think I think there's enough tactical speed in here. I took a horse on top that I think is going to sit just off it, but can win on the front if she gets it. That's Punchy Girl at 7-2. Sorry for Randy Morse, but like I said, she's adaptable. The barn's 20% right now with the state breds. But what I find interesting about this mare is they've taken her off the Lasix her last two starts, and she's really, really improved. Like, she's nearly improved 20 points without the medication, which is interesting. So again, obviously runs back no Lasix today. On Saturday. And yeah, I think she can be tough. I just like that she's adaptable and she's shown a little bit of kind of grit lately.
I do the today thing all the damn time. Recording a cup a few days ahead of time. Yeah, I do it. It's all right. It's okay. We all do it. Yeah, I use the 6 Punchy Girl as well. I mean, the second choice on the morning line for a very productive Randy Morse. Keeps Keith Aspison up after getting the win last out and could take another step forward on a fast track. That seems to be a theme I'm catching on to at Oaklawn, is horses that just needed fast tracks. It had been so wet this spring. Finally, these horses are catching fast tracks and getting the ground they prefer. I used 2 more horses here. Both of them are bomb prices, starting with the 1 Running in the Streets at 20-1. One, I feel like the name encapsulates my just gangster persona. I'm always out here running in these streets. Unless you mean like actually running, which I don't do that at all. Ran an impressive race last out to get the maiden breaking score in a high dollar Arkansas bred maiden special weight. And has been trending up big time since coming off the layoff for Doug Anderson. Coming off of 2 straight trouble trips, would love to see what this one does with a clean trip, especially at that 20-1 price. And then I used the 11 Heated Argument at 12-1, another horse on the uptick that could pop third off the layoff. This time, hopefully for a big price, that 12-1 showed that it needed to be an Arkansas bred competition after trying the much deeper waters of open optional claiming. And it had the lead at the top of the stretch last out and just got out kicked. Maybe just a mistimed run, maybe with a little bit better ride. I said to a jockey, not realizing how dickish it would sound. Maybe with a different ride, Heated Argument wins the last race. So using that one on my ticket.
Yeah, I can see absolutely a case for both of them, big time. I just used 2 horses in there for my pick 5, the 6 and the 9. Didn't have as good opinions as you though. Didn't find those price horses in that race. Sorry, I never know what to do with these Arkansas breds. Like, do you go for the chalk or do you just go for a wild idea? Because the form often doesn't hold in these races. It's very frustrating.
yeah, we're a fickle bunch, the Arky breds. I'll tell you that right now. You never know what you're getting out of us. We're wild cards. Speaking of wild cards, let's talk about our good friends at Underdog Fantasy. Underdog is the fastest place to play fastest and easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You play their pick'em game and pick whether your favorite player will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big? You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players to build a pick'em entry. Listen, I love Underdog. You know why? Because it's so easy to use. It took me 5 minutes to get this app downloaded. Actually, faster than that. 5 minutes is just a painfully long time to download an app, but it didn't take that long. I downloaded it, I got my money deposited, I was playing the next thing I knew. So sign up today with promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com and find them in the app store, and don't forget to register with my promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. And if you excuse me after that, I need to get a rehydration break in.
I got ice all over my body looking like a snowman. Big rocks in the grill dancing like a slow jam. My chain's so heavy, I'm walking like an old man. Try me.
All right. On to the big race. Race 11. 8.5 furlongs. 1 point. You know, there's a lot of money involved when you have to use the word point. $1.25 million Apple Blossom Handicap Grade 1. this was a tough race for me from a philosophical standpoint. There's only one closer I find worth a damn, and the pace shakes out really well for it. If I decide to go the other way, because I'm not singling closers, I only think there's one that's worth a damn, then I end up being forced to go with the chalk and therefore single the Bob Baffert horse, Adair Manor. What to do? I'm not sure. Listen, I ever showed you my my Bob painting I had commissioned, Crystal?
No, but I'd love to see it.
There we go. It's the authentic Kentucky Derby. That's him getting wrecked by Authentic in the winner's circle. I call it the Fallen Bob.
I was actually there. I've got a video of that on my phone.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'll send it to you after.
That's, yes, please do. I'm going to figure out a way to gift that. what did you think of this race? I mean, it, for one, it's a very tough race. My hand felt a little bit forced here. I didn't know what to do. What did you think?
Yeah, I agree. Didn't have super strong opinions in here. Obviously Adair Manor stands out. 9 to 5, don't love that. But I must say, I used her on top. She shipped into the Run Moquette barn this week. I gallop for Run, so I've been sort of seeing her in the barn, and she is just spectacular. She's huge and athletic, and she's just an incredible physical specimen, honestly. So that probably really is what sealed the deal for me, wanting to pick her on top. She's, you know, grade one winner. She's one of the class horses in here. I think that this is her best distance. She hasn't won shipping, but she hasn't done it since she was a lot younger. She ran pretty bad in the Cotillion when she shipped in there, and she ran second, I haven't got it in front of me now, but as a three-year-old somewhere else, but hasn't shipped in a while, but seems to have handled it really, really well. Seems very content in the barn, seems to be training really good. So I think now as a big grown-up five-year-old girl, she's handled it well, so I'm not as worried about it this time. But just seeing her in the flesh, she's just really too spectacular. It's hard to not pick her on top.
I think that Bob's on the goddamn warpath since he can't run in the Derby. And he's just out to win everything everywhere.
Yeah.
He's got Juan in town for this one. And I'm going to lean into Bob's going to win Earthing. Just Earthing that Bob wants to win. So... That means, yeah, that's right. Once again,
I'm singing. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle?
Yeah.
And from the way you described Adair Manor being a big, lovely lady, sounds like I want to mingle with Adair Manor. So I'm going to go that way. 9 to 5, ice cold single.
There you go. You're feeling brave today.
Oh, just wait till we got to the last race. Just wait till the last race, and you'll see all that braveness just dissolve, because I went ultra deep in the last leg.
A horse that I thought was interesting in there is Misty Vale at 12-1 from Mike Maker. I'm like this mare's biggest fan. I think a lot of her. She ran really big in the Azari. She ran really big in the Biocola. She won the Pippin. She was second a half length in the Mistletoe. She had a trip to Lexington and back. Went through the sale. Came back to Mike Maker with different owners. She's just tough, this filly. And they let her go off at 15-1 in the Azari, and she nearly got there. And I think she deserves a little more respect than 12-1, Misty Vale. I like her a lot.
Now, we've managed to get through this and not say two words that some might feel crucial to the race. Wet paint. I alluded to Wet Paint. Wet Paint is the horse that I think if I wasn't singling closers anymore, I would be singled to. I mean, it's Brad Cox and it's Godolphin. That's right. Godolphin, because that my dolphin. It's a horse that absolutely loves this track. 3 for 3 over the Oaklawn surface. But yeah, I just couldn't do it. My New Year's resolution that I've held to, except for one time, will not let me single a closer like Wet Paint. Did you have any? What did you think of Wet Paint's chance? Or I mean, I think she's not without a chance, but just from a ticket construction thing, that led to me leaving Wet Paint off.
Mm-hmm. I actually used her second. I used Misty Vail in third. So I used Wet Paint on my pick five ticket. Needs the right setup, like you said, but makes her four-year-old debut here. She's 3-for-3 here at Oaklawn. She's a graded stakes winner here at Oaklawn. And yeah, I think if the race sets up, which it very well might, it's a big enough field to inject some genuine fractions. She could be that one running over the top of them late. The barn's excellent off the layoff. She's got super sharp works there at Churchill and the fairgrounds. She's another one that's just an all round nice horse. So I don't think you can definitely not exclude her in your exotics and stuff.
All right, that is the Apple Blossom. It is the big one that leaves us with just one leg. But before we get into the last leg, got to get a word in. That's right, because we're proud to partner with Avo, the premier sports betting arbitrage tool. If you're new to arbitrage, sports betting is very simple. Basically, betting both sides of a bet at two different sports books to lock in a profit. The Avo tool scans the sports book, looking for discrepancies in the odds, and tells you how much money you need to place with each sports book and the expected profit. The tool is super easy to use and lightning fast. Speed is a big part of arbitrage sports betting. The best part is Avo is currently free to use without restrictions. That's right, completely free. Get started today at arbsversodds.com. That's arbs versus odds, arbs versus bsodds.com. That's arbsversodds.com. Check out Avo. All right, I gotta get just one more rehydration break in.
Little pig boy.
Can I get the definition?
Little pig boy. He's that pathetic, dirty bitch baby mistress gets to stand on.
There we go. Oh, I spilled so much water in my beard while that was happening. Like, it's just like a wet mop at this point. Very cornstalk broomy. Race 12. This is the big race, the payout leg, the leg where we hope to win so much money that we have the kind of generational wealth where we can talk to the help like this.
Hey, come on, don't rub on that. You block that. You understand? That's alpaca. That's $25,000 alpaca. You block that shit. Right. You don't rub them. Put the club soda on there.
We can be so bougie that we can say things to people like this.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around. With your broke ass.
That's right. Race 12, 6 furlongs, $50,000, Arkansas bred maiden claiming. And I've bought myself some spread room here by going single twice in the sequence. And so I'm taking every horse I think has a remote chance and adding it to the ticket. What I thought it was kind of wide open. I could also see it being a clear-cut case of one horse winning. What did you think here?
Well, now that you've said all that, I kind of like your approach, and I'm kind of embarrassed about mine, but I singled the chalk in here because I'd spread too much early, so I tried to save a dollar here, but yeah, it's state bred maidens. You never know what's going to happen, but I thought Time and Beyond should be much the best in here. Steps down into the claiming ranks from the maiden special weight ranks, has a little bit of pedigree. By not this time, should have just have, you know, a bit of a pedigree edge on some of these. He's fit now. He's had two outs off the layoff, and the barn is also 17% when they get this little bit of freshening between runs. So I decided to be brave in the final leg and single him.
I definitely included that horse. I didn't get so cute that I kicked that horse off the ticket. It was the chalk for a reason. I couldn't leave this one off in the final leg, even at the 9-to-5 price. I also used the 6 mandatory mission. I literally found just a little something I liked about like six different horses here and was like, you know what, we're gonna ride with these here and probably lose to one of the horses that's not on the ticket, because that's just the way it goes. The six, Mandatory Mission, 8-1. Jinx Fires and John Court, shout out to friend of the show Ken Rudolph, because he's the one who always says this, and I agree, all John Court does is make good decisions. I like him on the first timer for Jinx Fires there. Then the seven, Streaking Deacon, 15-1. I love horses getting equipment changes in these types of races, and this one adds the blinks. I use the eight, Blessed Vision, at 15-1. I love horses getting med changes in these types of races, and this one adds the Lasix. In your honor, the nine, Great Barrier, 5-2. And also because I love horses getting equipment changes in these types of races, and this one adds the blinks. And then the 12, All Green Lights, 9-2. This one's been ticking up in performance each start and gets a cutback in distance today. I think that cutback might get the job done. So I'm using that 12, All Green Lights. But literally throwing just a bunch of shit at the wall and seeing what sticks here at the end.
I think it's I actually think that's a pretty solid approach. I think you can tell that you bet and I don't really. Because I might have, I might have to add some to this ticket.
It's here. Let's go ahead. Let's wrap up the tickets. I'll go ahead. I got mine here. Started off first leg. We went 6-8. The second leg, the 7. Third leg, 1-6-11. Fourth leg, singled the 4 for the silver-haired fuck Bob Baffert himself. And then we went 6 deep. That's right, not 3 deep. 3 times 2 deep. 6 deep. 2-7-8-9-12. But still ended up with a $15 ticket at the 50-cent base.
Wow, that's really impressive. I spent $48. I went in the first leg, I went 2-4-6. The second leg, I went 1-5-7. Then I went 6-9-3-4. Singled the 2 in the last.
Love it. I love it. I think there's a way that we can win. We can both win here too, which is
combine forces.
Yeah. If that happens, expect some AI art of us like high fiving over a rainbow. That's exactly how that will go down. What all you got coming up at Oaklawn Park? I know we've got the Apple Blossom this weekend, of course, but there's still racing going on until Derby weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're back to 3 days a week, so that's nice for the handicappers. But yeah, look, this weekend's going to be great racing. The Apple Blossom is probably my favorite race for the season, so I'm really excited. Really excited for that. I've definitely got a soft spot for the fillies and mares, especially those kind of older fillies and mares. So very excited to see that run. It's been kind of exciting having Adair Manor in the barn and kind of getting to see her. She is beautiful. And I think next week it is, we have like a food truck festival. I haven't been here for that, but we had one at Monmouth. I had two at Monmouth last summer, and it was an absolute hit. So if it's anything like the one on the Jersey Shore, I think it'll be in the infield. It's going to be, the weather seems to be improving, so I think that's going to be a really fun day as well.
I'll tell you how it's going to be different from the one on the Jersey Shore is everything is going to be fried. Absolutely everything in our food truck festival is going to be like, are you ready for fried Oreos? Because that's what's coming down the pipe at you right there.
Well, we have them in Australia. It's all right. I can handle a fried burger.
I'm glad to see that no matter the hemisphere, the love of carnival foods really transcends geography. So, folks, if you've grown used to hearing Crystal while we cover these Oaklawn Park races, it's going to be sad, of course, when Oaklawn disbands for the end of the meet. But don't you worry, because I've already called dibs on Crystal coming on the show to talk about the Haskell, since her next stop is going to be at Monmouth.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. The Haskell's it's a great day. Had an absolute blast covering that last year. So, that's going to be real fun. I don't know what kind of little sound bites and stuff you're going to come up with for a Jersey day.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me see if I've got anything handy. Because I've done a couple episodes for the the Meadowlands turf meet, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I always play a bunch of Bruce Springsteen for it. A bunch of Dancing in the Dark is usually the Can't Start a Fire. You know the whole thing.
What about Bon Jovi? He's from Jersey, right?
That's true. That's also, I could have gone the Bon Jovi route. I'm just a bigger Boss fan, I've found, than the Bon Jovi, though I respect what he did in the Arena Football game. What's up, Philadelphia Soul?
I saw Bon Jovi in a restaurant when I was up there one night.
You saw John Bovey in a restaurant?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
God, what did you get close enough to smell him? What did he smell like?
No, I did not.
No, but okay.
I told my dad, and he was like, "Did you get his autograph?" I was like, "Absolutely."
Yeah, that's the difference between your dad and me. Is your dad's like, "Did you get an autograph?" I'm like, "Did you smell him? Did you get close enough to smell him?"
Just let me smell your hair a little bit. Not weird.
Yeah, excuse me. Excuse me, Mr. John Bovey. Can I smell your hair? Thank you. I feel like this is a excellent time to end this episode. That's going to do it for me here at the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We will catch you next time.